Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope that you're having an awesome week. This past Sunday, we continued our series where we're looking at the book of Proverbs that we're calling Adulting. And in Mount Vernon, we really ended up talking about Hebrews chapter 12, because Hebrews chapter 12 directly quotes the proverb in chapter 3 that we were looking at. And Hebrews 12, beginning in verse 3, says, "Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted." And then later, when it's quoting Proverbs chapter 3, it says, "My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastises every son whom he receives." And here the author of Hebrews and the author of Proverbs, they're reminding us of something that we already know, which is, and sometimes life is very difficult. Sometimes that's directly related to God's discipline in our lives, and sometimes it's just the circumstances of life. And the author of Hebrews is reminding us that when you get tired, when you're ready to maybe give up, that we need to consider Jesus. He says, "Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted." And we've all had moments where, man, we're weary and we're faint-hearted. And when you have those moments, and even when life is going really well, I want to encourage and challenge you to consider Jesus. Jesus is King of all, and he suffered and paid the penalty for our sin, and he rose again, and he's conquered death, and he has invited everybody everywhere to love and to trust him. And so when you consider Jesus, you can ask yourself questions. You know, is Jesus my savior? Is Jesus my Lord? Do I love Jesus? Do I admire Jesus? Do I long in my heart and in my guts to become more and more like him? Consider Jesus. Think carefully about him as a habit in your day-to-day life, because Jesus, he's the best. And Jesus loves you, and Jesus is King, and Jesus is worthy for you to spend time considering him, thinking on him. And the other thing that I want to encourage you to think about this morning is, don't disregard the Lord's discipline. The proverb says, he says, "My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord." And the author of Hebrews reminds us that God, he disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. And then in verse 11 of chapter 12, the author of Hebrews says something that's pretty obvious. He says, "Hey, for the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant." Well, yeah, that's kind of the point of discipline. But then he goes on and he says, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. And so let's consider Jesus, and let us not develop the habit of disregarding the Lord's discipline, but rather when we experience the discipline of the Lord, whether that's through his word or through the Spirit's conviction in our lives, or being a part of the church and other people lovingly, graciously point out things in us, or let's not disregard the Lord's discipline, but let's remember that he disciplines his sons and daughters for our good, so that we might share in his holiness, which is by far the best thing for us. And so let's take a minute and pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for Jesus and how incredible he is. Father, please help us to consider him. Help us to think carefully about him, so that we might worship him more, so that we might become more like him. And Father, we praise you that you love us enough to discipline us. Father, help us to not disregard your discipline, but Father, help us to acknowledge your authority in our lives and your goodness, God, that you only discipline us for our good, so that we might share in your holiness. So Father, please remind us of that goodness and grace, even in the midst of our troubles. Father, we love you. We pray all of this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. We want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own as well, and we certainly hope and pray that you have an awesome day. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome day. God bless.